Tanya, thank you so much for talking to us. There's so much to talk about right now. Let's start with Europe. Opinion polls now showing that Marine Le Pen's chances of winning the French presidency are increasing. Are you preparing for a Le Pen win? What would that mean for the region, but also for the rest of the world?
Thanks, Sherry. I'm very happy to be here. Europe is worrying us after decades and decades of being our closest partners, creating the post-World War II international order together. I was just in Germany at the Munich Security Conference, and there was lots of talk about the rise of populist right-wing parties in France. As you know, it's also an issue in the Netherlands, to a lesser extent in Germany. I don't believe that the right-wing party will win in Germany. But they could win one of the other couple of elections that are coming up in Europe. And I think that's worrisome. We have built an international order that relies on the U.S. and Europe having a close relationship. Last week, you saw Mike Pence, our Vice President of the United States, and Jim Mattis and John Kelly, other cabinet members, reaffirming the close relationship between the U.S. and Europe. That will be harder to do if we have right-wing populists in power in some of the key countries.
Well, you just mentioned a couple of ways that the administration is kind of, I don't want to say reversing itself, but certainly changing its tune. I mean, there was a lot to be concerned about earlier in about the extent to which the U.S. may be dialing back, particularly in its support of NATO.
Yeah, that seems to have, I think those worries are less strong than they were a few weeks ago, right after Trump's inauguration. President Trump has nominated a very strong independent cabinet, people of independent stature, and they are pushing very strongly on a positive relationship between NATO and the U.S., also Europe and the U.S. I heard that over and over again when I was in Munich last week, and I personally was very comforted by it.
Now, President Trump, though, can seem to shake his Russia problems. How damaging is this to his presidency?
It's a very good question, Sherry. Russia is really an example of a great power acting badly. Vladimir Putin is playing a weak hand very well. His meddling in elections in the U.S. and, frankly, also in Europe and other places has a lot of European powers on the back foot. And in the U.S., Russia now has almost become more of a domestic political issue than it is a foreign policy issue. You have bipartisan calls of senators for a commission, whether it's an independent commission or it's done within the Senate, to look into Russian meddling into our elections. I personally hope that we get to the bottom of that very quickly so that our administration can move on and dispel any of those concerns and we can get to all the big work we have in front of us.
So do I imagine then that you don't believe that the sanctions against Russia are going to be released or cut back anytime soon?
I'm not in the government anymore, so I have no independent knowledge of that. From what I've heard of public statements, currently the sanctions are on. They're going to continue. The Europeans have recently strengthened their calls to keep the sanctions on Russia related especially to their attack on Crimea and their meddling in Ukraine and other countries.
And talking about sanctions, we of course know of Trump imposing fresh sanctions on Iran. Just yesterday we're hearing from the CEO of Air India Express saying how those tensions between Iran and the U.S. Has put on hold a plan to fly to Tehran. How will this bilateral relationship affect us in the rest of the world?
Yeah, Iran and the U.S. continue to have very tense relations, frankly. Iran has tense relations with the Sunni Arab kingdoms, with Europe, with most of the world. I think it's promising that even though candidate Trump said on the campaign trail a few times that he was going to rip up the Iran deal that the Obama administration negotiated, you haven't heard really any of that since he was inaugurated. And in fact, you have a move to enforce the agreement more stringently than we have in the past, and to put on new sanctions based on Iran's other misbehavior, such as testing a ballistic missile, their meddling in other countries' governments. And I think that's a positive development.
So U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson met with his Chinese counterpart recently, and one of the things they talked about was the situation in North Korea. I mean, what is your assessment of the North Korean situation and the threat that it represents to the Asia-Pacific right now?
I do think North Korea is one of the most unpredictable and dangerous situations we face today. Kim, as you know, has recently apparently allegedly murdered his half-brother, someone who was apparently protected by the Chinese. He is getting closer. His missile technology is getting better. His nuclear technology is getting better. And he doesn't appear to be a completely rational actor. All things that are very worrisome. The small silver lining in this is that the United States and Japan, Abe moved very quickly to create a positive relationship with President Trump. Mm-hmm. That seems to be paying off. I think the North Korea situation is one of the primary reasons that we need to find, we meaning the United States, need to find an accommodation with China.
Right. Anya Manuel is a co-founder partner at Rice Hadley Gates, joining us from our studios in San Francisco. Sherry, thanks very much for being here this hour of Daybreak Asia. Top business stories and a look at markets when we continue. This is Bloomberg.